And good morning and happy new year, Charles and Charles. We have both Charles in the house. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Hey, we're doing
happy
well.
Happy new year's to everybody out there.
Yeah.
Waking up to a nice, beautiful morning with a little bit of rain. I like it.
Yeah, it's brisk. Extra brisk.
I think it's going to get a lot
brisker.
Yeah, I know it's going to start getting cooler every hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know,
so it'll be colder this afternoon than it is now, for sure.
I'm anxious to see what happens with the weather. You know, we've kind of been blessed. I mean, you know, who knows when you're ever going to have a Christmas like we had where you could just go out and hang out outside and go hiking or whatever you want to do, you know. We weren't dreaming of a white Christmas. There was no possibility of that.
No. No, not this year.
Yeah.
Or last year now.
Yeah. But, you know, we move along. Everything keeps going. So we're coming into a new year of technology, Charles. This is going to be a scary year. I mean, we've got a lot of things going on. I've been checking all the tech stuff in. You know, Apple's changing. They're going away from they're making their last iPhone. They're not going to another one. They're going to branch into new things like these new glasses that, you know, you can access the internet and everything through your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're talking just like regular glasses like you and I wear.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting into tech like that. That's going to kind of revolutionize the industry. So I was reading a journal on what they're trying to do. You know, Samsung came out with a flip phone. Basically, it's the new flip phone. I don't know if you guys have seen that folding phone that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But they're coming out, Apple's coming out with one of those at the very end of their last iPhone deal. Mm-hmm. And then they're moving away from that. They're going into some newer technologies for more of this virtual reality type stuff and trying to take us into a different realm. They even had keyboards. I got to see a bunch of this tech that's going out. They had keyboards for like your computer where you don't have keypads. And you can do most of it from your tablets and smartphones, but it will be done on just a table with your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already got that AI working where it can watch your fingers move and it can actually key in all the stuff. They were doing some demos on that here last week. I got to see some of that technology, and it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that a person can sit there and type an entire letter out with not having a keyboard in front of them just by using their fingers on a table. And it's that accurate. It's getting to the point where it's pretty scary.
Yeah, we watched The Matrix last night. You know, the new Matrix movie?
Reloaded, yeah.
Yeah, so it's full of little innuendos and little, you know, little things suggesting, things are going to change. You know, it's all about change.
Yep.
It was interesting. It was like it was playing back everything that you already knew about The Matrix with a modern twist.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like the difference between, you know, the real world and this virtual world, which, you know, and then some people not knowing the difference.
Well, there is a difference. And, I mean, the virtual world is real. So, I mean, it's pretty big right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people get into jewelry and things like that. There's a piece of jewelry. In fact, I got a picture of this. I got to show it to you guys in here. The radio audience can't see it, of course. But just there's a new band that's coming out by, it's a wristband that, you know, women like flashy jewelry and stuff like that. But men wear some of this stuff too. But this is one of the things that was on the tech deal that I was seeing online.
Mm-hmm.
It's a band, if we can explain it, it looks like a cell phone wrapped around your arm.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 2 inches thick, maybe two
or
and
wide,
a half.
Wide, you mean?
Or wide, excuse me, and very thin, mm-hmm. and then it bends all the way around your wrist and clips.
Yeah, like a bracelet.
So, and you can adjust it based on what clothing you wear. You can make the screen match your clothing, and then you can text with it. You can all the stuff that links with your smartphone, just kind of like an Apple Watch does, except for this one now is more customizable. You can actually make it to virtually just mimic whatever you're wearing, whatever the weather's going on. It can come up on your wrist, and you can see what's happening on the weather, important news, all the different things on this wristband that turns into basically a computer on your wrist.
Hmm.
And they're trying to get away from the cell phone, so this would actually be your phone now. You know, that you can virtually go and do everything you do on your phone.
Yeah, so it's going to meld into your attire.
Yeah.
All that technology.
You can see in the picture there. Look at the watch on this thing. I mean, you know, the guy can, and everywhere you rotate your arm, the watch goes with it. Uh-huh. And so you can look at it even if your wrist is turned. The watch is always there. Hmm. So it's kind of cool technology, and I saw a little bit of that. The keyboards, you know, the AI is just basically taking over, and it's pretty scary.
There's the scary part.
Yeah. Yeah, but interesting at the same time. It's got this intrigue and then the scary element going on, you know, simultaneously. Because, first of all, it is going to revolutionize a lot of industry approaches to doing things. And because, you know, it can go so much faster and in all these different directions at the same time. I mean, we can't, you know, with our minds, we're more serial thinkers. We have to do one thing at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, in the Matrix, you know, basically it was like the new society or the new Matrix is all about working with the machine. You know, so that's kind of how the, hope it's not a spoiler alert for some people, but yeah. But that's kind of how they're trying to reflect society now.
Yeah, that's darn spooky, though.
It is, because, you know, okay, how do you know this thing is really looking out for your interest? You know, but we're fighting that now. You know, we got this high level of untrust of institution and governments, and now you have this AI element coming in. Okay, who is that working for?
Yeah, you know, so that gets scary.
Yep. Yeah. But it's interesting at the same time because you look at the possibilities of thinking, you know, like, for example, you know, we talk a lot about the sort of an invasive style of monitoring your physical body, you know, to see what kind of state this or that's at. That's going to be more dominant. That'll work into stuff like this, you know, so you can, you know, if you have some issue that you need to deal with, you can become much more aware of it.
Sure.
Well, they already do that for if you have a special thing hooked up to your phone to check your blood sugar.
Yeah.
And I got this, what I call my fat fanny meter. It means that if I haven't been walking around long enough, it starts beeping and everything. I got to get up and start walking. It kind of reminds me.
Yeah.
You know what? My little tubby.
It's funny that we talk about these things, but we are coming into a new era of technology where, again, like you said, medically filled, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
My dad just recently went in and had a heart test, and they told him that, you know, you've got a couple valves that are looking a little clogged. They said at your age, we're not going to deal with those because, you know, if you were 20 years younger, we might want to address that. But at your age, there's a few things we can't really do with that. Let's just leave it as it is. And, you know, so he said, I think you're okay, but we just, you know, these are things that creep up in old age. But, you know, they come out with things now like CardioMobile. You see it advertised on television. Immediately when my dad told me about this thing, I said, you know, Dad, I'm going to send you one of those because they're not expensive, but it's something that you can monitor your heart, and it gives you a level of protection in the sense that you can know what's happening. It'll tell you if you have any arterial fibrillation or whatever that stuff is. Okay. It'll tell you. You know, it'll tell you if you have AFib, and it'll say, hey, this is what's happening right here, and we need to consult your doctor. Or it can even take, it's an EKG in your pocket, basically. And these link with your phones. But, you know, in the CardioMobile, when they first came out with them a couple years ago, they had one device that would just read one level of, you know, the AV or AF or whatever they call it. But on the new one, it's 6L. The new cardio that gives you 6 levels of reading. That tells you, I mean, everything about your heart. I mean, it gives you a huge amount of information that can be exported by file to your doctor at an immediate thing. And then if it senses that you're having a heart attack or a stroke, it will warn you. It'll tell you on your phone. So, you know, the Apple Watch does that already. But the CardioMobile device carrying it with you, if you're feeling like your heart is hurting a little bit or you're having some chest issues, you know, putting your fingers on it, just taking a quick EKG anywhere you go can kind of be a good thing for those that have heart conditions.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more Tech Talk. And, of course, your phone calls are welcome here at 918. I'm sorry, let's give you the 800 number. Give you a freebie. It's a new year. Why not, huh? 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
Building healthy relationships is often a difficult, lifelong process. but you can find health and hope in just 1 minute. Focus on the Family Minute is sound marriage, parenting, and personal growth advice from today's leading experts, plus encouragement and insight from your favorite authors and Christian personalities. Focus on the Family Minute. It could change your day, your perspective, maybe even your life.
Brought to you by Grace Community Church, weekday mornings at 740 on 1400 K1.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Yeah. Happy New Year. It is 7:41. Back to Tech Talk. And Charles Miller, I mean, that's kind of stuff I hear you playing on your Moog downstairs.
Yeah.
In VR electronics.
Yeah. You hear some of that funky music every once in a while. I get down there and
still got a
play
Moog
it.
Synthesizer?
Yeah. It's not a Moog, but it's pretty close. It emulates a Moog. But, yeah, I wished I had a Moog. Those are worth a lot of money right now. The old Moogs. Moogs. Yeah, the Beatles used those. Who else used those? They Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah. I think everybody had that machine. It was just so popular in the day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now we're up into these new keyboards that are even more elaborate. Mm-hmm. Roland and Yamaha, all these guys have come out with stuff that's just, it's just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One-man bands. Mm-hmm.
Charles, is there anything electronics and technology can't do these days? I mean, it's a short list anymore, isn't it?
Well, the life is getting shorter on it. Like, I just got a notice on my Chromebook. It says, well, June 2022, you're not going to get any more updates on this machine. You know, it's kind of done.
Yeah.
Kind of like my Windows 7.
Yeah. Way outdated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been gone for a while.
Like years. Come on, yeah. Tom, get into the real world. Get into the Matrix.
I'm slow. I can't help it.
No, you get out of the Matrix.
Yeah, get out of the Matrix.
Yeah, you're stuck in there. We need to unplug you.
Yeah, unplug you and get you into the real world.
All right.
Yeah, no, there is a lot of stuff going on that just keeps rolling like we're describing this morning. And it's rolling whether you see it or not. You know, yeah. So do you want to be aware of it or not? You know, which is kind of the blue and the red pill.
Yeah.
You know, do you really want to know, or you just want to ride, take the ride, and say, okay, this is good.
Well, you know, when the only thing that technology worries me about, you know, and I've been in this for a long time with tech, is that the future of computers running us, you know, in the sense that they're embedded into you. That's not something I'm all up on. Another thing is self-driving cars. I want to drive the dadgum thing myself. I don't want it driving for me. There's just something about, I could never turn loose of the wheel and just sit there and hope that it gets me where I'm going. That's just bizarre.
Well, you know, there's so much stuff like that. It's not just the driving thing. I mean, you know, when we were kids, think about how we used to just explore stuff. We'd go out in the woods, we could do all this stuff. Now you have all these restrictions on everything, you know, to the point where, you know, being a kid now is nothing like being a kid like when we were kids.
That's exactly right. It's just, you know, almost bizarre.
Well, it's just like all the controls, where are they going, you know? Because that's why I think the AI element has got to be something we have to get a handle on much quicker so that we can kind of get in tune and so we can drive this as opposed to the other way around.
Sure.
You know, what's driving us. So we have to develop this kind of partnership on, you know, technology. And I think that's where we are right now. And I think the COVID thing, basically the last 2 years, is all about change. It basically accelerated the pace of stuff that already had started.
Yeah. Sure, but it now just would have taken longer to get here.
Right, so now, like, for example, you know, the online learning stuff, schools were avoiding that for ages. And all of a sudden, they do it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it happened. So, and working from home, I mean, people, you know, companies didn't really care for that, and so a lot of them still don't.
No, they don't.
But they have to learn, okay, how do you actually exist now in this post-pandemic
new environment,
this post-pandemic world?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a book I'm reading right now. It's called The 10 Lessons for the Post-Pandemic World. It's by Fareed Zakaria. And he basically talks about, this is all the stuff that we've done. Now we need to acknowledge the fact so we can go on. We don't want to just dwell on it and say, woe is me, and get scared out of every little thing that pops up, because a lot of things are going to pop up.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing it every day.
One of the things you mentioned just earlier here, is the automation of everything that's happening. We were talking about self-driving cars. You know where that all originated from was, and not to scare anybody who does a lot of travel, but, airplanes, a friend of mine is a pilot. He's a captain. He was a captain of the 777s for years and years. I mean, this guy was an Air Force pilot that went into the United as a pilot trainer. He would train in these big simulators, and then now he retired from being a 777 captain. And he was telling me, he says, Charles, this is what's really bizarre. Pilots only make one or two landings a month. The airplane pretty much flies itself now. He said, we just monitor all the controls. It's all done by computer now. He said, but we're forced to, at some point, we have to do a certain amount of landings. The airplane does it by itself. And so, that automation has been around for years. I mean, when they're in a VASI and they're coming in on the approach, and, Kevin's a pilot, he knows what I'm talking about. A lot of this new technology, the planes have all this autopilot technology that really flies itself. And in the commercial realm, these pilots don't always land the airplane. I mean, to a point they do. They're monitoring everything, but they're mainly computer operators and getting this thing on the ground. But at some point, they have to keep proficient, do some manual landings. But what's weird is my friend that's a pilot says you can sit in the back. He said sometimes if I'm taking a trip somewhere and I'm a passenger now, I can always tell who's flying the plane, if the airplane's landing by the computers or if it's a pilot, because it's much smoother with the airplane and the computer. And so, we're already there. And then you see in a video or two I've watched recently where this guy's going down a street and he's got his hands on his lap and he's just kind of looking around out the windows and this car's just going by itself. And I'm thinking, this is just too doggone bizarre. But we're here. This is where we're at. This is the new thing coming out of the Matrix into the real world. This is a spooky thing.
Yeah. Well, you can just put your dog right there where the driver's seat is, and that way when you're going down the street.
I don't think so.
There are a few dogs who might get the idea. Hey, it looks pretty good on me.
I like this place. Yeah. This is a nice seat.
Yeah, gee whiz, I don't even think about that.
I can see now.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's kind of bizarre, but we laugh about it, but it's real. It's really
it's coming
in real time.
There's a lot of stuff coming. Trucks, for example, I'd be surprised if trucks don't start getting taken
over. They would be
over.
The first ones.
Because, notice there's so much emphasis on, like that guy that got, charged for, the wreck where he killed people. And there's more stuff like that where, this has probably been going on for a long time, but now that we're getting so much visibility on, people make bad decisions driving a truck.
Decisions, period.
They can. That's the problem. So taking that control out,
Yeah. A lot of truckers, though, stepped in for that guy's sake.
Yeah, you noticed that.
There's a lot of computerized systems in these trucks, too, that have to be overridden in an emergency situation. But if you look at the videos that had transpired there was a couple times he would have taken an exit to get off onto one of those ramps, that would have stopped him. But there was people between him and there. You got all that factors, too. There was cars in between. You can't just run those people over to get out of the way. But it was a bad situation, unfortunate for him. But he did get his sentence. You saw what they did. They took it from 110 years to 10 years. Yeah. So, that was a good thing. Because I don't think he intentionally had any malice or, it just was one of those things in life that happened. And it's pretty sad.
For everybody involved.
Yeah. But, going on to technology and where we're at, Charles, this is the cool thing, sitting in my shop the other day, I had a guy come in. He had some kind of laptop that had a virtual, how we've always had the mouse that is wireless.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this thing fit on his finger and he had some kind of a mouse on his finger. It was like a little tiny ring looking thing.
Hmm.
And he was controlling it by just tapping on my table. He's going, but let me show you this real quick. And he was going through these files. We're going, how are you doing that? Mm-hmm. You know, I'd never seen that before in my life. But he says, oh, I got this when I was in Tulsa at one of the Microsoft places. You know, they had some Microsoft salesman sell him this little device. It looks like a ring, but it's a mouse.
Hmm.
And he was controlling that computer with it and, you know, running his little cursor around. And I was like, wow, this is just cool. I mean, it was neat to watch.
I bet.
Yeah.
Have technology. You seen that?
Nope.
Not either.
That's a little finger ring. And then they had another one that a guy had brought in and asked me if I repaired them. And this was about a month or two ago. And it was a ring that fit on the end of your finger. But what it was is a cell phone attachment to your phone where you can answer and on your finger, talk mm-hmm. through your finger onto it. And you can hang up the call by just tapping your fingers together, or you can do a text, and you can click it a certain way, and you can speak into it and do a text. But your phone stayed in your pocket. And he had one of those already, and that was pretty cool. I was like, but it just seems like it would be invasive on your fingertip. But he mm-hmm. said, but this is where it's at now. I'm sure it'll get more perfected at some point.
Yeah, everything gets adapted. Like you were talking about those glasses, you know. We mentioned during the break, you know, the Google did that. They had the Google glasses probably 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe even 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was a long mm-hmm. time ago, but mm-hmm. it got a lot of backlash because of the privacy issues, you know, which has been basically moving to the forefront ever since.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was one of the things that kind of said, okay, oh, you mean all this is getting broadcast to the world, you know, and people start paying attention and there's a lot of issues, you know, like Europe is much more aggressive than we are, you know, here in the United States mm-hmm. as far as the privacy issues go, because I know some of the lawsuits are getting bigger, you know, where people are violating stuff. No, you really can't do that anymore. Just like Facebook has got all the scrutiny, you know, they're getting hammered from all sides right now because they started this whole idea of, okay, we'll give you a platform where you can communicate anybody all over the world and do all these wonderful things, but they don't tell you, well, now it's our property. So it's just like, okay, you show up and everything that you contributed doesn't belong to you anymore.
No.
You know, that's not a very friendly way to approach, you know, because you're making money, you're consumerizing your audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where it's always been about. That's why Senate and Congress and all those people stepped in, because they are taking advantage of the American public.
Yeah, so it's kind of on the decline. They're trying to survive now with their Meta, their new Meta concept, which is like the virtual. You know, they own that an Oculus or the Oculus virtual.
The Oculus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They Oculus Quest 2.
Yeah. So,
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, all this technology is going to start getting melded into the furniture and into your attire.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're just going to be walking technocrats and not know it.
Technocrats. Oh, boy, that's a new name for it.
There you go. Time for me to get
Hey, what about
guys?
A techno-republican? Technocrats. I'm just messing with you.
All right. Speaking about getting techie with it, I technically got to run these commercials or we don't get paid. So
that's
we're
right.
going to be right back with more tech talk after this 1 minute timeout.
It's that time of year again when Old Man Winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Turn it up. Good morning, 755. It is Tech Talk, and your calls are welcome at 1-800-749-5936. Charles and Charles, we're getting techie with it in the new year of 2022. Yeah, I got my New Year's resolution.
What's
and it's
that?
An easy, well, it could be easy, but for me it'd be a challenge. It's to write the correct year on my checks. That's it. That's all. Other than that,
well, that sounds doable.
You know, no, I was still writing 2014 a couple weeks ago by mistake. I don't know how that got in.
Yeah, but I'm on top of that because I've been writing my checks for my, you know, rent and all those different things, and I'm looking at, yeah, I got this date down. 2022 is much better year to be writing down than 2021. I'm really ready to get rid of 2021. I'm going to forget that one fast.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've not written a check in years.
I don't write very many. Most of mine's... Like, you know, you and I were talking this about a year ago. It's electronic. It's all
yeah,
taken care
it's
of.
All
you know?
Digital.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I haven't broke into all of that yet because I just don't like them having the ability to make a mistake on some things.
What
I
if you make,
make
a
sure
mistake? Is that okay?
Yeah. Well, if I make a mistake, I can kick my own rear. I can't kick the computer's
He's
rear.
You double jointed that way.
I guess so.
Yeah, when you make your own mistakes, you can kick your own bottom. That's it. You know, you just can't kick theirs. Mm-hmm. I don't do a huge amount of checks where I write, but I do write them. Uh-huh. So, yeah, there's advantages to that, too. Yeah. So, yeah, paper trail.
Yeah, I just like the instant. You know, just do it, and it happens very quickly.
But you probably don't even do it. It just does it automatically, right? You have it set up to do auto payments?
Yeah, but not all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I do
all
some.
But one,
I like to know when they go out, and so I can kind of stay on top of it. Because, yeah, if you did everything auto, I think you kind of lose your sense of, okay, what is really going on? You know, you kind of lose your sense of reality.
I'm just always afraid the computer's going to go down and then I'm going to have a bad credit report. We just don't want that.
Well,
you know?
See, that's my world. I keep the computers up.
Yeah,
they don't go down.
No, they don't.
They're 7x24.
Hey, I wish you could do my internet because my internet's been down off and on. I got to fix this here at this shop. But, you know, my house one is working great now. I've got great internet there. Mm-hmm. I told you about moving over to that newer... internet, and it's working great.
Uh-huh.
But my downstairs internet, Friday, good example, or Thursday, excuse me, before the holiday here, it shut down 4 times. I had to keep going back to my phone to use my hotspot in order to take credit cards.
Really? You know what it was? It was all those online betting for the bowl games.
No, but you go back there and all your lights are working, but there's just no internet. And I'm thinking, why is my internet so crappy? It's been that way since I moved into this building. I have terrible internet. And I don't know if it's because maybe there's interference from all this here. I don't know. But I just don't have good internet.
Well, you have a fiber connection going into
that
building. I have
a fiber.
It goes right to your router. And so you should be able to view that and see, you know, it's staying up for so long or when it goes off. Because there's a little browser extension you can put like in Chrome that sits there and watches it. So if it goes down for any length of time, it tells
you. And it could be my router. It could be. A cheesy router. You know, getting a good router may be my ticket that would fix all of that.
Well, you can watch it. You can monitor it.
Yeah. Yeah, because there used to be a time in my old shop that I could actually dial into my cameras. Can't do that from here now.
Nope.
No.
We need to fix that.
Never will sync. Yeah, that's one downstairs.
That's one of your New Year's resolutions.
You're the computer guy. I don't know this stuff. We're going to get into the electronics part of it.
It's time
Make
to
an
learn.
Appointment because he's busy.
Yes, he is.
Where can we find you, Charles?
ITVillage.one.
If you're not, that'll get you anywhere on the planet. And
that's
believe
right.
me, any given day, he's somewhere else on the planet.
That's right.
I'm right downstairs, KWON, same building, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips. That's NBR Electronics.
All right. Gentlemen, Happy New Year, and thank you very much for coming in on New Year's Day. So bright and early and so cheery and merry.
Yes.
I can't say that about some of my coworkers. No, I'm only kidding. Take care, folks. We've got news coming up in just a moment. And you've been listening to Tech Talk.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
KWON, Bartlesville. K227TQ, Bartlesville. K236CT, Pawhuska.
This is CBS News.